Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
So one of the many perks of doing this show for Will is that I get to sample the delights of Steph Moon's cooking. Hi,
yay!
Steph.
Hi, good evening, Pete. How are you?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Excellent. Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Good, good. Now, I'm looking at the dish that we've got in front of us. What are you serving up tonight?
Well, this is a bit of an unusual one, Pete, because I've taken some pork shoulder and I've made it into something called a pork cake.
Right.
Which is, in essence, looks a bit like a fish cake.
Yeah, it does.
But it's a very different thing. So all you do is you ask your butcher for a couple of kilo of pork shoulder.
Okay.
Maybe 1 or 2 kilos, about the best amount. Chop it up into big chunks and stick it in a pan and entirely immerse it in Yorkshire cider.
Oh, wow.
And then stick in a white onion, peeled and chopped.
Yep.
And a couple of Bramley apples. I leave the skin on and I take the core out the centre.
Okay.
And just put like big chunky wedges of Bramley apple in the pot with the pork shoulder and the cider and the onion. Then let that cook down. And it takes a long time to do this, Pete. This is a slow waiting game little thing. Cook it down for at least an hour and a half. Gentle simmer. So it's something to do when you're doing other jobs around the house.
Absolutely. Could you do it in a slow cooker? Would it work?
You could do it in a slow cooker. That would work really well. Pop it in and then go off to work.
Yep.
By the time you come home, it would be perfect. And then once it's cooked, once the meat is soft, I drain out the meat and the onion bits and the apple bits and sit those on the side on a tray and let those go cool. And the juice that's left, I absolutely boil it to kingdom come and reduce it right down to make a sticky, cidery pork apple syrup. Then you flake all the meat, and I actually chop the onion and put the apple in there, but I just remove the skin and it just literally peels off. And then mix this whole pork, apple, onion mixture together. Pour in the sticky sauce that you've created, but you have to really reduce that down. It's almost like a pork version of Marmite.
Right,
it's quite,
okay,
quite rich, strong. And then fashion it into some cling film, into a, like a tube. This is a tricky one. Actually, the more I'm saying it, the more I'm realising.
This is a weekend dish. This is when you've got time.
This is not one to do for your tea tonight. You could be eating at about 12 o'clock. So, yes, you roll it in cling film and it sets in like a cylinder shape. Or, to be honest, you could set it on a tray, press down, and it would set. And you could stamp it out with a biscuit cutter. But for me, I roll it in a big load of cling film, slice it, and then unravel the cling film and pop it in flour, egg and crumb, breadcrumb that is, pan fry it, and it looks like a fish cake, but it's full of this unctuous cider, onion, pork. Oh, absolute melt in the mouth, because it literally falls off the bone, does this stuff. It's like the most unctuous thing. And then serve it with a little bit on the sharp side, applesauce.
I was going to say, yeah, quite tart.
Yeah, Bramley applesauce. And that's what we've got, Pete.
Got to give it a whirl, if you don't mind.
Dive in.
Got to
so,
try this.
Yeah, the thing with the pork, the thing I love about the pork is the softness and the depth of flavour of the cider in there. But I think it's really melt in the mouth. It's really cidery. It's really apple-y. It's a lovely flavour.
Mm-hmm. I'm agreeing with you, yeah.
He's going for it. He's going for more. That's a good sign.
This is tea sorted tonight. Yeah. Thanks very much, Steph. See you later. Push the buttons and we're job done.
Job's a good one.
So the name of this dish again?
I call it pork cakes with Bramley applesauce.
You got to try it. It's seriously, it's one to do. We'll make sure that, as with all our flavours of the week, we will get it online on the lifestyle pages, strayfm.com.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week
on Stray FM.